Hilda Matariba, welcome to El Microscopio.
Thank you, Belen.
Hilda, in this interview, we wanted to talk about the world partners on the control of Ebola.
Thank you for inviting me to talk about the Ebola virus on the African continent, which devastated West Africa. I wish to thank the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and all partners on behalf of the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, and the Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemistry, and indeed on my behalf, on their road to zero effort to get zero cases of Ebola and zero new cases for at least 6 weeks on Ebola, the road to getting there. I know that from following their situation reports, new Ebola cases reached zero for 2 weeks up to October 11th this year. This was magnificent effort on behalf of all the ones that I have mentioned. I know that their aim is to get zero new cases for the 6 weeks, and that with early monitoring and high alert and response, measures are in place to pick any new cases and follow up any new contacts that might be of high risk. After reaching this zero new cases on the 11th of October, I realized that there are three new cases in Guinea. Remember, Guinea is where the first index case was found on the 26th of December, 2013. This is effort well appreciated. We know how devastating Ebola has been since then, that 28,512 cases have been recorded up to 21st October, with 11,313 cases, a mortality rate of 40%, which is less than half that which was recorded in 2014, which reached at some point 90%. Belen, in 2014, on this radio station, we discussed the need for POCT devices. I'm glad to report that these were developed, and in addition to develop the POCT devices, there were also vaccines which were developed by many, many companies, institutions, and universities in China, Germany, Sweden, USA, Norway, Russia, Switzerland, Canada, the UK, with the support of World Health Organization and MSF. This development is well appreciated, and two very promising vaccines, the VSV Ebovu and Chad AD3 Ebovu, are in various stages, stage 2 and 3 of clinical trials. There are also boosters, the AD26 and MVA Ebovu. And these ones, there are about 13 other vaccines at various stages of development. This is effort well commended. And I thank the United Nations, led by Dr. David Nabarro, and the many, many partner organizations, such as UNICEF, OCHAD, USAID, MSF, the African Union, African Development Bank, your radio station, El Microscopio, at IFCC, and all their partner organizations, timeline, IFRC, Pasta Institute, Save the Children, Plan, SEOCCC, and many, many others and individuals. All of them together as one played very critical, important roles, not just in controlling the EVD outbreak in West Africa, but more important, in educating and informing the world about this outbreak. As you realize, 10 countries were involved, and in all of them, the Ebola virus is almost free, except in Guinea. We're looking forward to Sierra Leone to record 6 weeks of no viral cases in Sierra Leone. This is a world effort which makes us believe in Africa that any such serious diseases can be eradicated. You realize that we have malaria, TB, and HIV, and an upsurge of cancers in Africa. And we look to the future with increased hope and really motivated to upscale our efforts as well on the continent to prevent the many diseases which affect the population. Helen. Then we had the African CDC approved July 21st in Africa. From the lessons that we learned from the West Africa and UN World Health and Partners effort in controlling Ebola, the AU has approved setting up of Africa CDC. This will enable early warning response systems in the 54 plus countries on the continent to aid in the diagnosis and coordinated control of the disease and many other infections and cancers which might come up. The AU and partners are mobilizing financial resources to establish specialized level 4 laboratories and other treatment facilities which may be required, which would need technical experts and equipment, as the level 4 laboratories are very few, 3 in fact, on the vast continent of Africa. I'm happy to say that recently the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine held a congress, the 4th congress in Harare, at the Harare International Conference Center. And delegates there, after the conference and before, also managed to visit the mighty Victoria Falls Motsuatunya, a World Heritage Site. But scientifically, there were 7 symposiums, 10 oral presentations, 5 workshops, and diagnostic industry exhibition. And at the end of it all, there were major achievements there, one of which was to advocate for the setting up of an AUCDC integrated in the AFCCP4 medicine, which is preventative, predictive, personalized, and participatory medicine, which was also the Congress theme. ZACB went further and was asked to coordinate experts advising locally the government of setting up a level 4 laboratory. We are doing that under the One Health model, uniting human and animal medicine, so that Zimbabwe can also have a level 4 laboratory soon. In addition to this very important advocacy, a recommendation at that Congress, the Congress launched the online Journal of Biomedical Sciences and Public Health, which is hosted by www.spectralhealth.co.uk. This is the news on the IFCC October news, where as Africans in the diaspora made this initiative together with the Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemistry, so that they can also promote research in middle and low-income resource countries, the ones in the developing countries, and upstage and upscale their research findings and publications. Another very important recommendation was to decentralize POCTs. These are the point of care tests, and we recommended that they need to be accredited, and also called on governments on the African continent to accredit all public and private laboratories as a strategy that will improve laboratory quality management. The other very important update news is the IFCC World Lab Durban 2017, to be held on the 22nd to 25th of October. This will be held together with the 5th AFCC Congress in Durban, plus the 14th International Congress of Pediatric Laboratory Medicine. We are on the African continent, the Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemists, the South African Association of Clinical Biochemists, the African Federation of Clinical Biochemists, and all our affiliates. We really urge all federations to participate fully to this very noble IFCC World Lab Congress, which is only 2 years from now. It is historic on the African continent, and we look forward to seeing all the people, delegates, participants from all corners of the world. Finally, but not least, just to say that the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine members are actively participating in many international congresses and conferences around the world, establishing wider networks and friendships throughout the world, and actively presenting their researches and scientific findings. Of note, we just returned from EuroLab Paris 2015 in June, and some of us attended the Omics International in August in Birmingham, UK. The others went to World Cancer Congress in Dubai, in the UAE, and many, many, many others who are participating worldwide. This shows that the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry is really and partner of the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry, contributes to the large volume of information and knowledge, scientific knowledge in clinical laboratories and laboratory medicine. I thank you again for calling on to us through me to have this interview. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Hilda. It's always a pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hilda. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.